BC Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coverage of Everest Basketball is brought to you by Clover Belt Credit Union, Tuluski, Kennedy & Dirks Law Firm, Bone & Joint Center, Country Fresh Meats, DeVorney Orthodontics, Intercity State Bank, Abra Auto Body, Red Clover Market, Baseman Shoe & Clothing, and Brainerd Funeral Home. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
From Shawano High School, the Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. Welcome to a night of high school sports on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. First game up, DC Everest boys basketball against our host, the Shawano Hawks. Once we're done here, it's Wausau East Merrill Co-op Hockey. They'll be at the Mark Center in Merrill against Stevens Point Picelli. You'll hear that game in its entirety on tape delay. You know, it has already been an eventful night because both of these games were not on our original Fox Sports schedule. We were scheduled for a girls' basketball doubleheader today. Turns out with the weather being what it is and the matchups being what they are, here is the better place to be, an hour out of our Wausau studios instead of 90 minutes away. And by the way, it was kind of a white-knuckle drive on the way over. Had some sleet and freezing rain. We're under a winter weather advisory until 9 o'clock. Roads were kind of slippery. Took longer than usual to get the 55 or 60 miles to here. But we are here. The crowd is filling in. And to make all of this a little more complicated, our basketball game is starting a little later than scheduled. Well, why is that? That's because the JV game before us went into overtime. The Evergreens had a 12-point lead in the second half, and the Everest JV gave it up. They were tied 40-40 at the end of regulation, so that's not so good, not able to close out a game. Then the Everest boys did get the job done, re-rallying in overtime for a 46-43 win. So congratulations to the JVers. And because that JV game went a little bit later than we expected, got us on the air a little bit later, too. Again, the East Merrill hockey game to follow against Stevens Point Picelli. That could be a victory for the Blue Jacks. You'll hear that once our basketball coverage is over tonight. The Everest girls are on the road against Chippewa Falls. Once that final score comes in, it'll be posted at our website, everythingevergreens.com, or you follow my Twitter feed at DCEChris. That's everythingevergreens.com and at DCEChris. The Wausau East girls are also in action tonight, and we have no radio coverage of that game. High school basketball tonight is brought to you by the Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Mortgage and construction loans, too. The Clover Belt Credit Union, we finance fun. Let's turn our attention towards tonight's boys basketball game. Give you a quick preview here because these teams are uncommon opponents. In fact, they don't have anything in common. These teams, both of them, are 12 games into their season. They have no common opponents. Maybe as a measuring stick, Shawano has played Rhinelander and has a loss to them this year, but Rhinelander hasn't been on the DC Everest boys basketball schedule for the last three seasons. The Evergreens arrived here with an 8-4 record. Shawano comes in with a 4-8 record, and Shawano plays in the easier Bay Conference, a league of smaller schools compared to the Evergreens Wisconsin Valley Conference. The Evergreens have about twice the enrollment of Shawano High School. The Hawks are our host tonight. By the way, both of these teams are looking to kind of right the ship today. The Evergreens arrive on a three-game losing streak. They didn't look good when last seen, a very bad second half and a conference loss against Merrill. Shawano arrives at this game on a four-game losing streak, so someone's going to get off the schneid tonight. I didn't think, to be honest with you, that the Evergreens would be on a three-game losing streak the entire year, yet here they are. The Evergreens having dropped their last three all in conference to Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, and Merrill. And for two of those three games, the game against Rapids and against Merrill, the Evergreens had leads at halftime that they gave up in the second half. The Evergreens led by 14 against Wisconsin Rapids, only to be tied and then lose that game at the buzzer down the stretch. The Evergreens were up by 6 against the Merrill Blue Jays, and the Evergreens were outplayed badly in the second half of that game. They were outscored 52-26 in the second half. A really one-sided second half in favor of the Merrill Blue Jays, who got that game into the win column. Again, this is a non-conference game, so it won't impact the standings, but the Evergreens need a W so they get feeling good about themselves. They arrive here in fourth place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, and I would tell you, to a man, the Evergreens think that they're a better team than that. Evergreens are in good health. Keaton Edwards going to be a starter today. He has missed a couple. Looking at the Evergreens and their shoot-around, Zion Turner, Alex Suderman going through their warm-ups, Brian Hallenbeck clean-shaven for the last two games, also taking part in the Evergreens shoot-around here. The Evergreens also have added a game to their schedule for Thursday that is not on your Fox Sports schedule from the start of the season. So 48 hours from now, the Evergreens have a game that we're telling you about for the first time. The Evergreens will be at Wausau Newman. That game will be added to our Fox Sports schedule as well. It'll be the second game of a doubleheader after Wausau East Merrill Co-op Hockey. And I know for certain that yours truly, Chris Conley, will not be on the mic for that game. I have ballet tickets. I will be disowned if I miss the ballet. So we'll round up someone, an announcer to be named later, who will be calling the DC Everest Wausau Newman game on Thursday night. I believe a championship tournament of rocks, paper, scissors, shoot is being organized back at our Fox Sports Wausau studios right now. And for those of you who are not familiar with the ballet Giselle, well, let's see, the second act has the 50 dancing virgins. That's not to be missed. And it is the Russian National Ballet that will be performing at Wausau's Grand Theater. I mean, what if a couple of them want to defect? I would have to be there for that, of course. You understand, don't you? I'm sure they're going to make fun of me back at our Fox Sports studios. So again, Thursday becomes a Wausau East Merrill hockey game to start at 7 o'clock to be followed by the DC Everest boys basketball game against Wausau Newman. And assuming that I live down the ballet conflict, I'll be back on the mic Friday night for our next DC Everest girls basketball game. On Friday night, they'll be on the road against they're on the road against Medford. And you'll hear that game Friday night on Fox Sports. All right, enough of that. We are getting ready for DC Everest boys basketball against the Shawano Hawks. Home team wears the white with red trim and black lettering and numerals. The DC Everest Evergreens are in their road green with yellow numerals and white trim. National anthem starting lineups and the opening tap, DC Everest and Shawano. 2 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Shawano High School. I'm Chris Conley, voice of the Evergreens. Well, more often than not, as we get ready for boys basketball between DC Everest and Shawano Community High School. This is my first time doing a game here. Shawano is not a regular opponent for DC Everest. So this is my first time here in this field house, which is a nice facility. This is big but long. I mean, on our varsity court, which we are looking out over now, there is an entire another court where this court ends. But yet, for the fans, this is an intimate environment. The bleachers are only, what, 10 or 12 rows deep, if that, and they come right down to court level. So the crowd that is here is right on top of the players and the court. And the Evergreens, despite the not-so-good weather for the drive over, are well represented. In fact, there are probably about as many Everest fans here as there are Shawano fans. And this game was not a regular part of our schedule, so I am calling today's game from the bleachers, surrounded by, well, more often than not, friendly-looking Everest fans. And it looks like here at Shawano High School, our protocol will be national anthem first, and then our starting lineups. Teams have completed their pregame shoot-around. Again, if you're just joining us, expecting us to be underway. JV game went into overtime, which has us starting about 15 minutes late. Let's go down to floor level for the Star-Spangled Banner.
Welcome to Shawano Community High School for this evening's non-conference boys basketball matchup. Featuring the DC Everest Evergreens. and your Shuttlehawks. At this time, we ask if you're able to please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
In my mind's eye, an army of plow trucks and salters and sanders are working on Highway 29 for the next 2 hours as we get ready for our ride home in what we hope will be a happy trip back from Shawano to Central Wisconsin. Evergreens announcing their starting lineup here, and already the Evergreens have a change. Kay Sievertson will start for the Evergreens, along with Brian Hallenbach, Jake Broadhagen, Ethan Ostrowski, and Zion Turner. In fact, I'm scanning the Everest bench. I believe that I saw Alex Studeman during the shoot-around, and I'm looking over there. Yep, there he is. Alex Studeman not starting today, although he is usually in the Evergreen starting lineup. So Sievertson in and Studeman out for the Evergreens in their starting lineup. Shawano starts a freshman, Ethan Schwartzer. And Shawano will have a height advantage. Carter Weinschmidt will be the tallest player on the floor. He's a junior. He's Shawano's leading scorer, and he is 6'7". So the Evergreens will have some height that they'll have to deal with today. Basketball brought to you by our website, everythingevergreens.com. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game. It's a website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, Abra Auto Body, Intercity State Bank, and DuVernay Orthodontics. That's everythingevergreens.com. As the fight song plays, we meet at the center circle. Ethan Ostrowski to jump for the Evergreens. Carter Weinschmidt to jump for Shawano. Weinschmidt will have maybe 4 or 5 inches on Ethan Ostrowski. The Evergreens will probably tag team the bigger player. Jake Broadhagen and Ethan Ostrowski will likely factor into the defense. We'll try and keep both of them out of foul trouble, which has also been a problem for the Evergreens during this three-game losing streak, which they are hoping will be snapped right now. Ball's in the air. Let's light this candle. Shawano wins the opening tap, as expected, with the height advantage. The Hawks will set up their half-court offense. Evergreens pick up man-to-man. Here's Karsten Anderson, gets it over to Ethan Schweitzer, so the freshman gets a touch. Shawano goes back out. Evergreens now down low and back out. So the big man got a touch, too, and the Evergreens do have big Jake Broadhagen on him. Shawano's just thrown the ball into the backcourt and out of bounds. A turnover on the first possession of the night, and the ball goes over to the Evergreens. So Shawano holds the ball for 30 seconds and gives the ball over. The Evergreens inbound. Ostrowski to Zion Turner. And the Evergreens, beg your pardon, are starting Alex Studeman, even though Cade Sievertson was introduced as a starter. Baseline, Jake Broadhagen for three. Good! That's how the Evergreens' evening will begin. Broadhagen from the baseline. And the Evergreens pick up full court, man-to-man defense. Let's see how Shawano solves this here. It's in the hands of Karsten Anderson, Jr. Ball's tipped, almost stolen. Anderson recovers. high dribble, almost palmed that ball, too. Goes back out, straight on three. The answer is no good. Ethan Lowney had that roll around and out. Studeman got the rebound for the Evergreens. Baseline three for the Evergreens. Ostrowski off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to the Hawks. Braden Dickelman made it a one-and-done trip. Quickly up to the front court. Karsten Anderson cut off by Studeman along the baseline. So Studeman's contributing defensively for a guy who wasn't announced in the starting lineup. And then there he is. Step back three, Anderson, good. The Hawks have an answer, and we're tied 3-3, 90 seconds in. Zion Turner to Studeman. You know, when last seen, the Evergreens had eight threes in the first half against the Merrill Blue Jays and then went cold from the outside. They had only one three in the second half. Studeman baseline three, too strong. And Braden Dickelman gets the rebounds. Again, the Evergreens are just outside-oriented in the beginning stage of this game. Tied three apiece. Shawno can take their first lead on this possession. Off a screen up high, Ethan Schwartzer, the freshman, goes back out to Lowney. Steps in for a two, left that short, but Lowney gets his own rebound. Came all the way back out and makes a pass along the baseline. He feeds Ethan Schwartzer, and the freshman scores. Shawno leads 5-3. Here's Hallenbeck, first touch. Hallenbeck in traffic was stripped. Studeman picks it up along the baseline, blocked, rejected by Carter Weinschmidt. Studeman took that among the bigs and had it come back at him. Shawno gets the ball back with a two-point lead. Step back two for Lowney, short. Offensive rebound rolls around and in for Elliot Lowney. 7-3. Evergreens push the ball up. Studeman in the corner was cut off, goes back out to Zion Turner. Turner gives it up to Hallenbeck. Down low to Ostrowski. Low blocks. Shawno's showing his own defense here, but the big man just stay underneath. Broadhagen, baseline three. He hit from there before, not this time. Offensive rebound. Ostrowski up and in. So the Evergreens hit their first three and have missed their next three from behind the arc. First offensive rebound for the Evergreens. They trail 7-5 to the front court. A three from the corner for Shawno. Too strong for Schweitzer. Offensive rebound. Carter Weinschmidt, tallest player on the floor, misses at the rim. And the Evergreens get the rebound. Alex Studeman. Board for the Evergreens. Back out. Zion Turner from Hallenbeck. Good! Zion Turner for three. Hallenbeck gets an assist. And we have a lead change. The Evergreens are up 8-7. 14-20 to play first half. Shawno breaks, full court pressure, comes into the front court. Evergreens are back defensively. Thinking about the straight on three was Lowney. He dribbles in, tries to elevate over Studeman. Zion Turner gets the rebound on his miss. Long outlet to Hallenbeck. Hangs, too strong off the rim. Hallenbeck battles for his own board. Bumped hard, no whistle. Evergreens get it back. Studeman baseline three, no good. Yeah, the Evergreens are cold from behind the arc, but still hold an 8-7 lead. The Evergreens outside shooting could get on track. They'd be up by a lot more. Dickelman tried to get that up high for Carter Weinschmidt. It's knocked away all the way ahead to Zion Turner, who is blocked as he goes to the rim. Free throws are coming up for Zion Turner. So the big guy, Carter Weinschmidt, has a block, but he has two misses from underneath. That was a contested shot that he missed. And the Evergreens were able to push the ball up. Braden Dickelman is called for the foul. And Zion Turner has two free throws, the first of which is good. Everest Basketball is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home. We're here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one. The Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Evergreens are looking to bury a three-game losing streak tonight. Zion Turner's got both his free throws, Everest 10, Shawno 7. On the make, Evergreen set up full court defensive pressure again. Nick Sherman, who's just come into the game, gets it ahead to his big man, Weinschmidt, who kicks back. Tough three from the corner, almost behind the backboard. A miss from Joe Monte, who has just come in. Evergreens win the rebounding battle. Zion Turner quickly gets it ahead to Cade Sievertson, who's just come in. Sievertson scores for the Evergreen. The Evergreens are now on a 5-0 run. That's kicked in the backcourt by Hallenbeck. So the Evergreens, again, have the full court pressure on. They've had it on for every possession after a make so far in this game. And our game ball rolled all the way to the furthest corner of that secondary court back there. Shawno's big man, 6'7", Carter Weinschmidt, has come out of the game. and Weinschmidt is being looked at by the athletic trainer. What's going on there? Actually, Weinschmidt, they're looking at him like either he got hit in the face or this is a contact lens. It's at the far side of the court. Down low, that is blocked. Oh, there's a late whistle. Nick Sherman was blocked by Broadhagen. The whistle came late, and Broadhagen kind of rolls his head back like he's surprised that it's on him.
Evergreen's foul call to number 25, Jake Broadhagen, his first.
It is first. Jake's first. Ethan Schwitzer, the freshman, was in the act of shooting. Two free throws coming, the first of which is good. One more coming for the Frosh as he eyes the rim and misses. Broadhagen gets the clean rebound this time over Braden Dickelman. Over to Zion Turner, Evergreen's 12-8. Now to the corner again, Broadhagen. Broadhagen can hit from there. You know, teams that don't have scouting on the Evergreens, they don't expect Broadhagen to be a three-point shooter, and Broadhagen's as good as any of the Everest players from behind the arc. To the corner, baseline three, Sievertson, he missed everything. Too strong. Sailed high over the rim. Ostrowski couldn't secure the rebound. Elliot Lowney for Shano gets the rebound. You would think the Evergreens shouldn't have a lot of trouble with the Hawks, but you know, when you're on a losing streak, everything's a little bit of trouble. 12-8 Everest. Shano with the ball. They're running half-court offense here. Back out to Braden Dickelman, top of the circle. Nice entry pass there to Joe Menti, but Menti's momentum carried him too far. Back out for a three. And a foul as Nick Sherman was in the process of shooting the three. He's going to get three free throws. Evergreens came out and collapsed on the shooter and hit him. Cade Sievertson is the guilty party. Here come three free throws for Nick Sherman. Makes the first. Basketball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue on Wausau's west side. Stop into Baseman's for all your hunting needs. Great selection of shoes, too. Timberland lacrosse and Rocky boots at Baseman Shoe and Clothing, a trusted name in Wausau for 80 years. Second free throw is good, and here comes the third, a chance to complete the three-point play from the foul line. Jake Broadhagen is out. Keaton Edwards, third game back from his winter break injury. Keaton Edwards is in. And Schwitzer gets all three of his free throws. It's a one-point game, 12-11. 12 minutes to play. Keaton Edwards' first touch bounced off his chest. He comes back out to retrieve it. Ostrowski thought about the three from the baseline. The Evergreens will reset. Cross court to Ostrowski. Open this time for the three. Too strong. Wow, the Evergreens have missed their last seven now from behind the arc. Shano drives in. Stripped by Ostrowski. Caught in Neverland was Ethan Schwitzer. Schwitzer wasn't sure if he wanted to pass or go up there. Evergreens rifled that along the baseline. Knocked out of bounds by one of the Shano players. He'll stay with DC Everest. Ball's out of bounds off Braden Dickelman. Evergreen's inbounds from under their own basket. And now Hallenbach for a three. Good. Brian Hallenbach. Played him a little soft. Hallenbach hoists and finds the bottom of the bucket. 15-11. Shano solves. Full court pressure. Wow, looked like Sherman traveled there. Instead had the ball knocked away. That back foot was dragging. In transition, Hallenbach ahead to Ostrowski. The Evergreens faster down the floor. They get points. And Shano wants a timeout. Evergreens have opened up a 17-11 lead. 11 minutes left in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break, too, on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Shano High School. I'm Chris Conley. The Hawks have the ball after the timeout, and they break full court pressure back into the game as Carter Weinschmidt. Weinschmidt passes down low, gets to the rim, fouled in the act of shooting. Free throws are coming up for the Evergreens.
Evergreens foul call by number 31, Keaton Edwards. His first team third. Carter Weinschmidt to the line.
And the big man, Carter Weinschmidt, will have a chance to get himself into the scorer's column with two free throws. Rolls the first one in. So just when it looked like the Evergreens were putting a little separation between themselves and the Hawks, a foul. Two free throws are both good. 17-13. Zion Turner ahead now to Hallenbach. Back to Zion Turner. Cade Sievertson. Evergreen's worked the perimeter here, and Shawno is tightening up their defense, giving the Evergreens less separation. Keaton Edwards, set shot, three, round and out, no good. Rebound to Nick Sherman. Yeah, the Evergreens are taller, too, if you take away Weinschmidt, and the Evergreens are not doing such a good job on the board so far in this game. Shawno down by four, chance to edge a little closer, stolen by Zion Turner. That's a bad pass by Joe Menti. Zion to the other end, coast to coast, and points. Zion Turner now leads all scorers with seven, 19-13. So Monty will want to make sure he doesn't telegraph that pass. Shawno, that's knocked away from behind, this time by Hallenbeck. Full court pressure leads to a turnover to Sievertson. Shawno is back defensively. Wow, great pass from Keaton Edwards to Hallenbeck down low. And the Evergreens now have an 8-point lead, their biggest of the night. Edwards feeds Hallenbeck on the low blocks, 21-13. Full court pressure again. Shawno's got to be more careful with the basketball here. They've turned it over their last two times. Ahead to Nick Sherman to the baseline, thinking about the three and pulling it back down is Menti. Now open for the three is Sherman. Three ball, no good. Wow, not boxed out. Menti gets his own rebound, knocked away by Hallenbeck, over to Edwards. Two on one down at the other end. Sievertson to the rim, scores. The defensive player knew that Zion Turner was the other one back, so that let Sievertson go right to the bucket. 23-13, first double-digit lead, another full-court pressure turnover, bad pass, picked up by Keaton Edwards. Sievertson goes back out, Zion Turner, foul line extended, makes an extra pass, Z is fouled. Non-shooting, he was passing down low. It's actually a whistle the Evergreens would rather not have. Zion Turner is going to feed that to Ostrowski for an easy, uncontested basket. Instead, the foul goes on Joe Menti, so Menti's got a turnover and now a foul. And the Evergreens limb bound underneath. Keaton Edwards into Sievertson, quick release, three, no good. Rebound there by Colton Keelman, who's just come in. Back to Keaton Edwards, no look to Hallenbeck. Keaton Edwards with a nice pass there. Set up Hallenbeck, so the Evergreens are unselfish. 25-13. Full court pressure almost knocked away by Sievertson. Shawno gets the ball back. The big man for a three, Weinschmidt, that's not his shot. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. Back bracketed it all the way ahead to Broadhagen, back out. Broadhagen didn't sense an advantage, so the Evergreens will reset. No look from Hallenbeck. Colton Keelman has missed underneath. Colton would like that one back. Shawno gets the ball, trailing by 12. Evergreen's defense suddenly paying some dividends. That was almost knocked away by Cade Sievertson. So Shawno looked like they had the defensive pressure under control early and not so much late. This ball is loose. Lowney has lost the handle. Sievertson dives for it. Jump ball, and the arrow points to the Evergreen.
DC Everest basketball.
Yeah, so that's three turnovers and a missed shot for Shawno's last four touches. So that needs to get better, and that explains why the Evergreens have built up this 12-point lead. To Broadhagen down low. Back to Keaton Edwards. Edwards, nice cross-court pass. It's knocked away by one of the Shawno defenders. Keaton Edwards already has two assists coming in off the bench. Looking for a third there. Was knocked out of bounds by Nick Sherman. Evergreens will inbound in front of the Shawno bench. Keaton Edwards has it. Edwards with his dribble, and now gives it up. That's right. Broadhagen baseline would be a long two from there. Broadhagen dribbles, moves into the paint, goes back out. Hallenbeck looks to drive, splits, kicks to the corner. Keelman thought about the three. His feet weren't set. Back out. Keaton Edwards, open three. Ooh, halfway down and then rimmed out. Around the cylinder, but not through, and Shawno gets the rebound. Keaton will take that if it's open. No problem with the shot selection there. Shawno looks to drive in. Nick Sherman is cut off. Shawno resets. Along the baseline, cut off. Back out to the big man, Carter Weinschmidt. Weinschmidt pulls up and hits from inside the three-point line. That's Weinschmidt, the big man, at 6'7", with his first points from the floor. You would think that Weinschmidt would be roaming down low. He's got a hit from mid-range there. Here's Hallenbeck. Wow, Hallenbeck looked like he was hit there. That shot is short. No whistle. Shawno gets the rebound. They can get this back down to single digits here if the Hawks can score. We're under 7 minutes to play until halftime. Hallenbeck almost stole. Quick pass down low to Schweitzer, goes back out. Baseline three, Lowney. Wow, that high arcing shot may have hit the stanchion above the basket. Broadhagen taps it ahead to Hallenbeck. Spin move in the lane. Did he locate where he was? Yes, sir. That's a pretty take for Brian Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck's now got 9. He becomes the Evergreens' new leading scorer, and he steals in the backcourt. Hallenbeck stole the inbounds pass and goes back in. 27-15. So Hallenbeck's 9 quickly becomes 11. Shano's got to refine the mojo on controlling this full-court pressure. They broke it that time. Quickly to the front court, Lowney misses the shot. Rebound to Sievertson, to Colton Kielman, beg your pardon. Broadhagen, 3, open, no good. And the Evergreens' three-point shooting has been lousy in this first half. They're still up by 14. Offensive rebound and a putback attempt for Keaton Edwards, and he was fouled going up. They're going to say that Edwards was in the act of shooting, so free throws are coming. And Ethan Schweitzer, the freshman, called for his first foul. And Keaton Edwards has rushed his first free throw and misses. The Evergreens want a timeout before Keaton Edwards takes his next. Zion Turner was getting a brief breather, and he's going to come back in during this timeout. We'll take a break, too. The Evergreens have one more free throw coming when we come back. They lead 29-15, 6 minutes to play until halftime. Back in half a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We're told at a young age.
I spy with my broadcaster's eye, WHTC Radio, the local station in Shawano, which does these Hawks games. They call the game from courtside. I'm Chris Conley here in the bleachers over on the Everest side of the Shawano Community High School Fieldhouse. Out of the timeout, there's one more free throw coming here for Keaton Edwards, and if he makes it, the Evergreens will have the Hawks doubled up, and he does. 30-15. Evergreens keep full court pressure on. Again, it's not to run up the score. While that was a travel in the backcourt that's not called on Nick Lowney. Lowney gets it into the front court there. Boy, dragged his back foot noticeably. Long three for Nick Sherman. Good. That's Shano's second three, 30-18. Zion Turner into the front court. Evergreens pass that over to Braden Kinderman, almost knocked away. Kinderman recovers it in the backcourt. There was a deflection there, and the Evergreens call a timeout. Noticing that Kinderman was about to be pinned right in front of the scorer's table near the half-court line. So this is a timeout to preserve the possession, with the Evergreens leading 30-18. Once our high school basketball coverage is over, Wausau East Merrill Hockey, the Werrels, will be on the air. They'll be playing Stevens Point Pichelli. Yeah, I mean, where would Shawano fit in the Valley Conference? I mean, they're a smaller school, so they don't have the enrollment of any of the Wisconsin Valley Conference schools. They probably could be competitive with last place Wausau West. I think all of the other Valley teams would probably be heavy favorites over the Shawano Hawks if they were on their schedule. Evergreens have the ball out of the timeout. Studeman's got it. Over to Keaton Edwards. Kinderman, baseline. Studeman thought about the three. Instead, posts up. Now goes cross-court. Back out. Zion Turner, quick release off the front rim. No good. The Evergreens have only three threes. They are 3 of 12 now from behind the three-point line. Doesn't matter. The Everest defense has generated more than enough turnovers and points in transition for the Evergreens to enjoy the 12-point lead they have now. Under 5 minutes to play in the half. Nick Sherman looks to dribble in, gives it off, driving to the rim, missing everything there as Schweitzer goes out of bounds. That's laughed off one of the Evergreens. Wow, they indicated it's off Kinderman, and Kinderman's looking around. They didn't touch him. Shawano keeps the ball just barely. In traffic, inbounded to their big man, Weinschmidt, who misses at the rim. Broadhagen provided the defense. Evergreens get the ball to Keaton Edwards' baseline. Got the man to go by him. Broadhagen, misses at the rim. Got his defender up and then was too strong at the rack. Shawano gets the rebound. Shawano can again get this down to 10 or single digits with a 3, 4:20 to play until intermission. It's 30-18 Evergreens. Dickelman's got it. Keaton Edwards comes out to guard him. Well, on the switch, Dickelman was left alone for a moment, got a whistle, got a foul towards the pass underneath. Both teams have lots of fouls to give, so no one's close to the bonus. Alex Studeman is called for this. It's only the team's fourth. Shauna will inbound underneath. To Weinschmidt, away from the basket. They go back out. Boy, Weinschmidt, you would think, would be down on the low blocks. Wow, he got down low there, and Broadhagen got him to change his shot and a miss. So Broadhagen, being a defensive presence, Keaton Edwards tried to force that into Studeman, knocked away. The team's turnover there. Down low, up, and in for Shauna, Ethan Switzer. 30-20, and the Evergreens have just turned the ball over. Too hot for Zion Turner, coming back the other way. Switzer scores again. Switzer's got 11 now, and just like that, the Evergreens lead is down to 8. Rushing the shot down low, Zion Turner, that hit the underside of the backboard. Shauna gets the ball back. A run for the Hawks here. To the baseline, Lowney drives in, extra pass. They work around. Lowney got caught underneath the rim. Had to go back out. Shauna will reset. Sherman's got the ball. They'll probably bring it under 3 minutes. Wow, it's a clear out to the rim. Over the backboard is Braden Dickelman. Keaton Edwards got him to change his shot. Evergreens needed that. Shauna would have cut the lead from 12 to 6 if they made that basket. Instead, the Evergreens go cross-court. Zion Turner gets it, drives in, splits defenders, kicks back out. Broadhagen, three if it goes, no good. Studeman gets the rebound, got his man up in the air. Studeman scores. So the Evergreens are looking to quell a Hawks run here. They're back up to a 32-22 lead. Getting late in the first half now, 2:40. Sherman picked up his dribble for a moment, gets it over to Lowney. This is a half-court set for Shauna. Baseline three, Switzer, that's a tough shot, no good. Rebound is loose, picked up by Dickelman over Kinderman. Kinderman fouled him. Free throws coming up. After this message, there are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see a student being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from our sister station, WIFC, brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotive, and this Midwest Communications Station. Foul is indeed on Jake Broadhagen. He is the first player to two. Ethan Ostrowski will come in. Got a pretty long rest as Keaton Edwards was on the floor. Dickelman has made the first free throw and one more. Evergreens rotate in Jamison Morgan. Second free throw is a miss, and Morgan, just like that, off the bench, gets the rebound. Gives it over to Brian Hallenbeck, who is on the bench and is back in now. Zion Turner is getting a breather now. Here's Ostrowski. Evergreens look like they want to be deliberate here, leading 32-23. They'll bring the clock under 2 minutes on this possession. Studeman now to Ostrowski behind the arc, trying to get that into Kinderman in traffic. Kinderman to the rim. They're going to call an offensive foul. They'll say Kinderman, I don't know about that. They're going to say that Kinderman pushed off or created space with his elbow. Kinderman's first. It's the Evergreens' last foul to give. 9-point game, 32-23. Full court pressure again for the Evergreens, but they're going to play this soft. The Evergreens look like they're going to trap in the front court from this set. Shauna gets it across. Shauna breaks it. Three on two into the front court baseline. Tough three. Missed everything. Joe Menti was behind the backboard deep in the corner. Ostrowski got the rebound for the Evergreens. That was an air ball. Studeman in traffic gives it back out to Hallenbeck and out of the baseline, Keelman. The Evergreens should run a little bit of clock here. I mean, the Evergreens don't have to take the foot off the gas, but they should work for a good shot. Ostrowski down low, double team, spins, moves backwards, and Ostrowski scores. You know, Ostrowski at 6'3 is big to the point that you'd like him moving towards the rim. He's fading backwards, so he gives up some of his height advantage there, but no problem. Scored anyway. 34-23. Baseline three, Menti again from the same spot. That's not his spot. He missed it. Up goes Colton Keelman for the rebound. Alex Studeman for the Evergreens in the front court. Final minute, first half. Studeman double-teamed along the baseline, had it knocked out of his hands, got a foul on Shauna. Common foul. Shauna's still got two to give in the final moments here. Elliot Lowney. Called for the foul. Evergreens inbound underneath in traffic. Got a whistle. It's against the Evergreens. Got a foul on D.C. Everest on the inbounds play.
D.C. Everest called a call by number 44, James Morgan.
Jameson Morgan called for that.
Team 7.
Well, now, if that wasn't a player control foul, Shano should be down on the free throw line, depending on how you're calling that. Quickly into the front court, Carter Weinschmidt scores 34-25. Will the Evergreens hold for a final shot? 35 seconds. Hallenbeck to the baseline. Three. Kielman off the back bracket. No good. Rebound tapped to Shano. So with 30 seconds left, the Hawks can edge a little closer. Reach in from behind. Hallenbeck has fouled Elliot Lowney. Free throws coming up here. Hallenbeck commits his first. That's the foul the Evergreens want to avoid. I mean, that's 25 feet away from the basket, player not in shooting position. And a 1-1 coming with the clock stopped, and the front end is a make for Elliot Lowney. One more coming. So the Evergreens have led by as many as 12. Their lead is 8 now, and the lead is 7 on the second free throw. 26 seconds, and the clock is running as we'll wind down what's left in the first half. Hallenbeck will walk this up. Zion Turner's on the bench for this set. So it's Hallenbeck. Holds outside the circle near half court. Down to 10 seconds. Hallenbeck eyes the big scoreboard clock. 8, 7, go time here. Hallenbeck looks for shake and bake, spins, makes a pass to the corner. Baseline 3, no good at the buzzer. Offensive rebound foul, and they're going to be free throws for Shano at the end of the half. Loose ball foul on the Evergreens as the half came to an end. We're going to walk down to the other end and clear the lane for a 1-1. Who's that foul on? Don Morgan for the Evergreens, his second.
D.C. Everest Hall will call by number 44.
So the half is over.
Zero free throws for
Carsten Anderson shoots the 1-1. If he misses, the half comes to an end here. If he makes, he'll get one more. So the Evergreens lead by 7, and that's where the half will end. Anderson has missed the front end of the 1-1. It is halftime. D.C. Everest 34, Shano 27. Look at our first half leading scores and preview our hockey coverage, which will come next. Back in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.